USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is continuing to emphasize the immigration issue on Twitter. He cut off aid to three Central American countries and is calling on Mexico to stop the influx of immigrants coming into the U.S. He made the repeated threats this week to shut down the U.S. border with Mexico.
We'll keep it closed for a long time. I'm not playing games. Mexico has to stop it.
There's a very good likelihood that I'll be closing the border next week, and that'll be just fine with me.
A closure of the southern border could affect legal ports of entry, where more than $550 billion of goods are traded between Mexico and the U.S. each year. Political scientist Mark Jones says this could make the problem worse.
If they could do more to essentially align themselves with the United States on this policy, they would. They simply don't have the resources and don't have the capacity to do so.
This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way. But they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month. Not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they could help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Weather forecasters are predicting a nor'easter early next week. They say there might even be some spring snow in some places. Meteorologist Richard Band says there also could be some flooding.
If the storm takes a western track, places like New Jersey where it's been wet and they've had a lot of snow melt to worry about, there could be some flooding. If the storm takes a little track further to the east, probably not.
Actress, activist, and United Nations Special Envoy Angelina Jolie has delivered the keynote speech for a UN gathering to address UN peacekeeping and civilian protection. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Jolie, who co-founded the Preventing Sexual Violence and Conflict, says every country that prides itself on human rights and liberty should engage beyond its borders.
A country that believes that all men and women are born free and equal cannot be true to itself if it doesn't defend those principles for all people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
People who regularly cross the southern border with Mexico are worried about President Trump's threat to close the border down. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more on the story.
President Trump threatening to close down the border between the United States and Mexico if Mexico doesn't stop migrant caravans from reaching the U.S. Speaking from the Hidalgo, Texas port of entry, Chris Leach discusses how he, like many people, live in Mexico and work in the United States.
Every day at Anzandula's Bridge, sometimes that line for people coming from Mexico to go to the States can be up to 2 hours long, just to give you an idea of how many people are crossing to go to work.
The president says he could close the border as early as this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A warning has been issued to Russia and any other country that supports the Nicolas Maduro regime in Venezuela. John Clemens reports.
That warning was first issued by President Trump that Russia had to get out of Venezuela. Then another warning was made during a briefing at the State Department by Elliot Abrams, the special envoy for Venezuela.
I would just say that we have options, and that I think it would be a mistake for the Russians to think they have a free hand here. They don't.
After Russian troops were sent to Venezuela, the White House declared that action posed a direct threat to the region's security. I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.